management back then too. Something this committee should think about. What time is it? We got
Hi, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the April meeting of the Economic Development, Tourism, Housing, Planning, and Transit Committee for the Ulster County Legislature. I guess we'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I guess we'll take attendance.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Right, sure. Legislator Archer.
Present.
Legislator DeLon.
Here.
Legislator Mayo.
Here.
Legislator Maloney James. Legislator Maloney Joseph.
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez. Chairman Maloney. I'm sorry, Chairman Waltman.
Here.
Sorry about that.
That's quite all right. That's perfect. I guess.
Well, look and see. Right. Isn't that crazy?
That was almost unfair. So we're just saving this seat here for the for anyone. We're saving this seat for anyone.
You want to sit over here?
Yeah.
Sure. Who's here?
Dave? Well, we're gonna have people come up to the
okay.
Call.
Okay.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. 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 Thank you. I am late.
You can sit right next to me, just like old times.
I guess we can add that legislator Jim Maloney has joined us, and thank you. We'll dispense with the reading of the minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes for our March 5th, 2019 meeting?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, motion by Lynn Archer, seconded by Jim DeLon. All in favor of approving the minutes? Say aye.
Aye.
Are there any no's? So approved. We're going to shift a little bit on the agenda tonight. We have someone, we need to expedite someone so they can. Lisa Berger's here, and she needs to be at another place very soon. So, Lisa, we're going to invite you to come to the seat right here, please. Yeah, and we're going to move, and we're going to, I guess, we'll take a motion to approve shift. Okay. She's here to discuss resolutions 141 and 142 with us this evening. So, Lisa, I'll let you.
These two contracts are put in front of you annually. One of them is, they're both with the United Way. One of them is,
just move the first one from here, so we just say which one we're on.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yep. So, can I get
make a motion to move resolution 141?
Second.
Okay, sorry.
So, can I get a motion to discuss motion 141?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. So, let me just look at which one that is. So, 141 is for it's with the United Way for our summer youth program. This comes in front of you every year. It's to put to, it is used to pay young people in our summer youth employment program. We contract with the United Way. They actually are the employer of record. They carry all of the liability under this contract. And it's worked really wonderfully in the past. And we usually put to work 145 to 150 young people for 5 weeks in the summer, paying them $12 an hour. Do you have any other questions about it?
I think we had asked in previous what towns didn't you give us a breakdown?
They absolutely we serve young people in every single town in the county. The largest portion of our population served is in Kingston because mm-hmm. the need is greatest.
Mm-hmm.
At least 75 young people out of the 148 are from the city of Kingston. The next highest enrolled number would be in Ellenville, where there's also a deep need. But we have work sites in every single town in the county, mm-hmm. and young people in every town and city in the county as well.
So, if I may, a follow-up. Is this what happened last year, or is this, do you target 100 jobs here? You kind of know ahead of time where the jobs are, or no?
So, no. Actually, the best way for us to do this is to bring in all the applications. Our applications always exceed the number that we can place. We usually get anywhere from 230 to 250 applications for young people. We happen to have the most work sites in Kingston because they're walkable for young people. Mm-hmm. Transportation is an issue with this population mm-hmm. in remote areas, even though we have wonderful employers who would love to mentor a young person. And all of our employers really understand that that's what this is. It's not 5 weeks free labor. Mm-hmm. And they go through an orientation, all of our employers, as well as the young people. And the young people are taught some financial literacy mm-hmm. skills during that orientation.
And what are the ages, Lisa?
It's for anyone 14 to 20. It's a little different than our year-round program.
Donald Leslie Johnson.
What's the name of the program again?
It's the Summer Youth Employment Program, and all of the money, the money is actually from the Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance. It goes to the Department of Social Services, who then gives it to us to administer.
Okay, because I was just curious as to why this comes to economic development.
Because I think OET reports to you guys, right?
This is the committee that oversees OET. So is it a contract?
Yeah. Right? Yes. All right.
I think it's probably in front of Ways and Means, too.
Yeah. It will be, yeah. Well, it hasn't gotten.
Right.
Yeah, it hasn't gotten there yet.
Are any other questions, at least on this resolution 141? I'll call for a vote approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and United Way of Ulster County Office of Employment and Training. Anyone, all call for the ayes, please.
Aye.
Any, are there any noes? It's unanimous. Aye. Okay, we'll move up to the next one. We're going to make a motion to take number 143, resolution 143, out of order, approving the execution of a contract.
142.
Oh, I collapsed my screen. Sorry.
That's okay.
There we go. I tried to make the printer right bigger so I could read it. All right, thank you. Resolution 142, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, United Way of Ulster Incorporated, County Incorporated, Office of Employment and Training, April 6, 2019 session of the Ulster County Legislature. Can I get a motion?
Second.
Moved by Legislator Mayo and seconded by Legislator Jim Maloney.
Thank you.
So this contract is, again, with United Way to provide payroll services to young adults who are in our year-round employment program. Our year-round employment program serves what are now called opportunity youth. They used to be called disconnected youth. Those are young people between the ages of 16 to 24 who have either left school without a diploma, or they have gone to school but have significant barriers to employment. And we work to help them. What we do under the law that we operate, the federal law that we operate, we must spend 20% of our allocation directly on a work experience for young people. So we use this money to put them into work experiences after a career plan has been developed with them, sometimes before training, sometimes after training.
Okay. Any questions?
Can I just add that I believe this year is the same as all the other years. We RFP these services, correct?
Yes, we do.
So there's a award through a competitive process?
Yes.
Okay.
And the other contract, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any further questions? I'll call the question. May I have the ayes, please? All in favor? Any noes? Okay, thank you.
And thank you so much for accommodating me.
Appreciate that.
Now I'm off to you, Paul. Thank you so much.
Enjoy. Okay, we're going to now go back to our regularly scheduled program. We have gentleman, Mr. Steve Rice is here to make a presentation of the Ulster County Trails Advisory Committee annual report. Steve, you'll please join us at the table. Appreciate it. And thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Brian. This is the hot seat?
Either
one. I'll sit next to my legislator.
Trying to avoid that term.
I apologize for not making last month's meeting. I got caught by the flu bug that was going around and did not want to share it.
Thank you for that.
It's the first time in my 7-year tenure in this position that the report was late, so I thought an apology was due. I provided a report, not with any lead time for you folks to read it, but I hope you will take the time to go through it. I've tried to provide some interesting data points. Most of the technical information is in the individual trail reports. I'll leave it to the people that are running their segments to report on, and I do review them and look for any glaring errors, and I do edit some down. But we did have an unprecedented amount of growth this year. We're now at 25 miles of rail trails, and we have 15 more that will unroll this year. We have many more plans in the trail and going also in the off-road sector for mountain bikes, but nothing is in the can yet and nothing is ready to be publicized, but there's talks at a couple of different properties. I just wanted to say that the reason that we're building all of this trail and it's happening so well is that the government works so well. The legislature is firing on all cylinders in assimilating the data, developing the resolutions for the funding, and enabling this thing to go forward. And the executive is executing well, and certainly planning is taking care of the administration of it and getting the data to you folks in a way that you can digest it and decide on it. So it's for this reason that we're making great strides in trail growth. And it's also for this reason, I think, that volunteer organizations like the Open Space Institute, the Mohawk Preserve, and the Butler Conservation Fund have contributed new trail in New Paltz on their own. We haven't spent a dime on that. It's just 3 miles last year and 3 miles this year. These Open Space Institute partners on a number of things, what I like to call free trail. They're working right now on the parcel that connects Onteora Lake with the Bluestone Wild Forest, and they also purchased another mile of O&W Rail Trail in Wawarsing from Central Hudson this year. So they're working to improve things while we work here to improve things, and it's nice to have these little gifts from heaven, if you will. But it's again because we have a trail culture that people recognize, and I've been told this in meetings with some of these folks. They see that these plans will get acted on, so they like to bring them here. In May this year, as you know, we've embarked on becoming part of the Empire State Trail. In May, DOT officials announced that they were coming to town to show us their plan and their conceptual ideas. That plan has now got a number, and it's got an estimated completion date for substantial completion of May 22nd. And that plan is for going from South Road in the town of Lloyd all the way across Route 32 in the town of New Paltz, connecting up the two sections of trail that are open now. So I've actually included the link in there if you'd like to get the updates on what the project is. And I keep thinking that it's not going to happen. Everybody that tells me that they see what's going on says it is going to happen. So, though we've done much in the past few years, there's plenty of work ahead. We need to close the existing gaps in the trails, and we need to connect them in a safe way. And then beyond that, we need to work on wayfinding development so people know how to get to our trails, and once they get there, how to get around on them and how to get to their destinations with them. So that's my short version of my chair's statement.
Okay, great.
If you have any questions.
Yeah, I was going to ask Steve while you're here, if any legislators have questions for you, would you be able to take a few for us?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Do any legislators have a question?
Just a question earlier in the presentation. Did you say 15 miles or 50? Of new trail, new
15, 1-5. And 11 and a half of that is the Ashokan Rail Trail. I can't take a lot of credit for that. But that's very nearly done. It's coming right along. Now, we're moving so fast we can't even keep the maps updated. That's a 2016 map in front of you. And what we tried to do was use color coding so that green is open and red is not. And maybe yellow is under construction, but the green is getting much bigger every year.
Okay. Any other questions?
Sir, it's not a question. It's a statement. You do terrific work, and you have a really great committee of volunteers that are always there. It's really. Here to be commended for.
Well, thank you. Again, the legislature's given me license to recruit the people that I know are doing the work, and sometimes it's hard to get them to come to meetings.
They're busy on the trails.
But they're busy on the trails, and I have one or two people that don't make it at all to make meetings, but they're available by phone and they're doing the work, and I can't fault that. Thank you for your kind thoughts, and thank you for working on the Trails Committee. Any other questions?
In the town of Warson, the new that's going to open up, where is this the green part that's here, or is it the on the map? Here, you see the little box for the Village of Ellenville. Is it
right?
Is it contained in there?
No, the 1 mile that I'm working on is further up that I mentioned that OSI gave us. But there is a considerable amount of trail development into the prison property that's ongoing mm-hmm. right now. So we're not showing any of that as green, even though there is a mm-hmm. section of green down here, because it tends to take people onto the prison property, and we don't want them there until we're absolutely
ready. For understandable reasons. South of the Village of Ellenville, by the Hunter's Haven, there's space there by the...
Yeah, that's all privately owned.
Okay.
That's all owned by... that's all part of the...
It's former O&W line, though, correct?
Right. And it's in beautiful shape. It's mm-hmm. just in wonderful shape. The ATVers have kept it beat down. It's a beautiful trail. So,
any other questions for Steve? Well, thank you so much.
We
really appreciate you coming in. Great. Very exciting stuff. Really very exciting.
If you don't mind, I'm not going to stay for the rest of the
day. Oh, that's okay.
Got macaroni and cheese waiting
for me. Oh, well, you have to bring, well, if you're going to stay, you have to bring enough for everybody. Thank you very much. Okay, I guess we'll go back to the agenda now. We'll go to the top of the agenda. Resolution number 137, appointing an alternate member to the Ulster County Planning Board, Town of Rosendale. Could I get a motion to...
Second.
Okay. And here, any discussion?
Assuming we have all the necessary supporting documentation.
Yeah, it's in the packet.
Mm-hmm. They love them. We love them. that was your line. They love them. We love them.
Okay.
So I'll call the question then. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That's a 6-0 pass on resolution number 137. Resolution number 138, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Department of Transportation to accept New York State share for mass transportation projects for federal fiscal year 2019, Department of Public Transportation, Ulster County Area Transit. Can I get a motion to entertain?
Move for discussion. Second.
Okay. And
do you want to
please, yeah. Yes, thank you.
Hi,
Carol,
everyone.
Did you want to wish to come to? Okay, great.
Hi, everyone. My name is Saja Ahmed. I'm the deputy director of UCAP. I work with Carol Hargrove, and this resolution is to cover the state's share on our Federal Transportation Administration grants. So if you look, and it's for supplement number 3 to the master agreement to contract K007205. If you actually look at the schedule, this is to cover the state's share on some of our recent bus purchases, and the local share actually listed will be covered as well by the state through some of the grants that Carol had actually applied for over the past few years. So it, the capital on this agreement is at no expense to the county.
Okay, do we have any questions?
Good job, Carol.
I'd like to call the question, if I might. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's passed 6-0. So we'll move on then to resolution. Are you going to stay with us?
Carol's
Carol?
Gonna
Carol? Okay. Oh, all right.
It's the next resolution. Expansion of service.
We'll mention it by title then. Resolution 139, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the City of Kingston to provide expanded transit service in the city to the dissolution of City Bus and elimination of transit service by the City Department of Transportation, Ulster County Area Transit.
Second.
Moved by.
Can I just speak further after?
Yeah, I guess.
Are there any questions?
Well, it's revenue, so I don't think we're going to argue with you.
It also includes the dissolution. It's an MOA. It authorizes the signature of an MOA that would essentially allow UCAT to expand the service within the city.
Legislator Donaldson.
This did pass the council then?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Good. I mean, I think. As you know, this happens for almost 2 decades, actually. But I was going to ask you, Dennis, if you could do me a favor, and maybe even the other legislators from the City of Kingston, we would like to see, when we went on the ride the other day, you gave us the small one. Mm-hmm. You said you have some large ones that you could print out?
Sure. If you're this,
I have some.
What the legislator Dawson is speaking to is the proposed base routes, of which the MOA is based on. There are 3 base routes that the MOA is based on. We can certainly print them out. I would say that's the base for the routes. We have to go through a public hearing process in order for us to change the routes within the city. It's a federal requirement. So they may not be the exact routes that are going to be run, but they will be. They will be the ones that will begin the process and go through the public discussion.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we have the one. I have the ones that are at that size, but I know you put ones in planning that are significantly larger.
Yeah, and they're also on our website as well.
I'd like to get look at those so I could I get the paper ones significantly larger. I mean, I've represented the City of Kingston in various ways for over 3 decades, so I've been in all those neighborhoods, every one of them, walking them, and I've lived in half of them, because when I was a kid, we never lived in the same place for more than a year, I don't think. I think the rent became due and my mother had to move, but that's another issue. But anyway, I would like to have them if I could. Thank you, Dennis.
Are there any other questions? Well, for clarity's sake, the Kingston Common Council at their monthly meeting last month did vote to dissolve their city bus, their transit service. So that's going to occur, I guess, as effective July 1st, 2019. So that's something that we have to keep in mind as well. That's been formally done by the city. Any other discussion on this? I'll call the question. All those in favor, please signify by voting aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Any opposed? No? That's no opposed. 6-0 has passed. Well, thank you very much, Carol.
Thank you.
That's great. All right. Next, move on to the next item. Let's see. 140, I believe, is still up, right?
Yeah.
Resolution number 140, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county West Publishing Information Services. How are you?
Jose De Leon, or Joe De Leon, the Director of Information Services, for those in the room that may not know me. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Did we get a motion to discuss?
Second.
Thank you. Sorry for that.
Oh, that's okay.
Rookie mistake here.
So Westlaw Publishing, this is the legal research subscription for supporting the entire county. So that's the DA, Public Defender, County Attorney, DSS Legal, and also the Legislative Clerk and Legislative Staff. Any questions on
that? And it's for three years?
Yes, 3-year agreement.
And this is a new agreement, correct?
Yes, yeah. It is a new agreement.
Oh, look, Legislator Noel.
Would legislators have access to this through some mechanism? Because it might be useful occasionally. I mean, I suppose we can go through the clerks, but would there be a way that...
It's a per seat. It's quite expensive per seat.
Fee?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think you said legislative staff.
Right. So Vicki and Mary, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So
if it were easily and cheaply available, I guess I should have said that.
Just for information, I have a set of just real property law in my office. I think it's 4 volumes, like $1,200, just to put it in.
Yeah.
And this is for 56 total licenses throughout the county.
Thank you.
Lots of books.
Do we have any other questions for Joe? I'll call the question. All those in favor, please signify by voting aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Passed 6-0. So you're going to stay with us a second
okay,
here, Joe.
Sure.
I think we got one more for you, don't we?
Yes, one for you.
Thank you. Resolution number 143, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Dell Marketing LP Information Services. Could I get a motion to...
One more.
Second.
Okay, so this is our enterprise agreement with Microsoft. It essentially covers all of our services that, from email to office product, the office suite licensing, and then also our infrastructure support as well. So anything, any Windows server, Blade server, all of those have licenses. Anything that touches the network, anything that touches the outside, all of those require a license. What you'll see is this essentially covers our entire infrastructure, everything that is Microsoft Windows related for 3 years.
Any questions for this new contract as well?
Yes.
All right, I'll call the question. All those in favor, please signify by voting aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 6-0. Joe, while you're here, there was some discussion at our committee meeting last month, about some procedures, and you were able to supply us with that, with a set of your current policies and procedures.
Was that from your committee?
No, it came from this committee. We had a discussion last month. Mm-hmm. And the
we'll
only...
talking about some of those in the audit committee, but
okay.
No, this was in
okay. Right. With regards to the IT security policy,
right?
Yes.
And there was a little brief discussion as well. There was a discussion about you sent us the current policy. We all got that.
The current one, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a chance that your department's going to have an opportunity to mark that up.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I would ask for, if at all possible, when that is completed, when you've reached that point. If you could, I would appreciate it if you would make that available to the members of the committee at the earliest possible convenient time after that, and that way we can have it and not as part of our ordinary packet of committee items.
Yes,
that would be. I would appreciate that very much. I think it'd be useful.
Certainly. answer.
Have you begun putting parts aside?
Right. So there was six or seven recommendations that were provided by Eisner Amper.
Mm-hmm.
So of those, there's still about two or three of them that one may not go into there because it's just a matter of disagreement whether or not that should even go into the IT security policy because it's more of a procedural for inventory and destruction purposes, not necessarily part of the policy itself.
So it'd be helpful though to have that conversation since it came out of that study, came out of that report. Mm-hmm. It would be helpful if there are things that there are disagreement on, just to be able to
just clarify.
Okay,
bring it to the table for a discussion. That's why even just a redlined copy would be helpful. Mm-hmm. If you're changing anything from your previous or the draft that we had seen.
Okay, what I'll do, I'll include those portions that I maybe have some sort of disagreement with, and then the committee can decide.
Then we can use it for a conversation about it. That would be helpful.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to recognize Dave, and we'll do Mark. Legislator Donaldson.
Yeah, I'd also like to have a copy of that. I think virtually it should be sent to all legislators, not just this committee.
It's an important
issue that many people have interest in.
Yeah, I think the point I was just making is that we didn't want to just wait for the ordinary committee packet. When that's available, that could be made to all of us. That'd be, I think, very helpful for all concerned.
Any idea when?
Certainly before the end of this month. So,
great.
I just need a couple more weeks.
Thank you.
So I'll recommend that Joe also, if he will come back and present
all of that
at the next meeting so that we can talk about, not only having a red line, but he can discuss why he doesn't want to add anything in to the Eisner Amendment.
It'd be helpful, though, to have it in enough time for us, at least a week or more, to be able to review it before we discuss
it. That's fine.
Just so everybody.
It's
going to be big,
well.
I assume, right?
Yes.
Well, the current one was pretty big and dense. So thanks, Joe. Appreciate it very much.
No, thank you very much.
Okay. There was no other questions for Joe. I'm sorry. False start on the offense.
Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate you.
On the Dell? We did. Thank you. Yeah, we did. We voted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, monitor went down. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's get back on track here now. All right. Resolution 144. Okay, next item is Resolution 144, requesting that the Ulster County Industrial Development Agency, the IDA, provide additional notice of public hearings to improve transparency, accountability, and ensure public trust.
I'll move for discussion.
I'm going to invite the sponsor of the resolution to speak with us about it for a minute or so.
Thank you. So this resolution and the next one and then the following resolution all concern the processes of the IDA, and 144 and 145 are both memorializing resolutions and basically address concerns that have been raised about the way the IDA functions. The first one basically says that legislators and school boards will get notice of hearings when they have a project that is coming before the IDA. Currently, there are notice provisions that are the IDA complies with, but they don't include the notice to the school district, and they don't include a notice to the legislature of the public hearings. So all three of these resolutions are inspired by a packet of resolutions that Senator James Skoufis is proposing at the New York State level. I saw a press release from his office about them and said these look like best practices. I checked and it was not clear that they would go through quickly this year, and so I thought that we could go ahead and move in the direction of these practices. We have a specific reference to this resolution. We have had complaints from school districts that there were public hearings on projects in their school district that they were unaware.
Okay. Legislator Zamboloni, and then Lynn Archer.
The other day when I I actually I've been working with Vicki for about a month now on some of Scoop, on a memorializing resolution, kind of asking the state to act on, because I like what Mr. Skoufis is doing. I don't agree with everyone, but I agree with a lot of them, and enough of it where I think we need to start looking into more of this. And I kind of found it interesting what we were doing here, though I think we got to be careful. I came up with a list of other recommendations that I want to throw out either during this conversation or in new business, to maybe suggest, ask, like we're doing the IDA to look into. I guess this would go to their governance committee or something. I don't know what, that's another thing we should find out, what the exact process is for them to enter these changes into their bylaws and process. Should we invite, like we just did,
I'm just gonna ask
because I was under, I'm under the impression schools do, I mean, I know school board members that always are aware of these, maybe they can.
Legislator Archer, then we'll invite the two representatives from the IDA to the table.
When I had seen, I'd come back from vacation and saw these resolutions, I actually reached out to the IDA and asked them, they've been very transparent and they've done a lot of work over the last several months. So I invited them to the meeting because I feel that if we're putting these things on the table, we should understand what things they've already done. And in a lot of cases, things have already been done. And I don't want to speak for the IDA, but I did have the reach out and have the conversation, which is why I thought it would be helpful, and I mentioned it to the chair, to have them come and just share with us some of the things they've already implemented along the lines. Because I think what this does is codify a way in which IDAs should operate. We already are lucky enough to have the leadership in the group here. They're already implementing some of these things, and I think that's important to highlight. So,
could I invite
Mr.
Jones to the Randall Everett and Mr. Jones to
just
the table.
Just say that I did send these to the Randall Everett and invite his comments back, and I haven't heard any yet, so I'm happy to hear what you have.
I waited until you got them. I had actually jotted them down from here. I mean, I've had an opportunity, and thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me to present to you this evening and the members of the committee. I've looked at the resolutions, and the resolution with respect to notification, we already provide notice to all affected parties as it relates to letting them know what's going on. I'll give you a perfect example. December the 18th, 2018, we held a hearing for the INNES project, public hearing, and it was noticed in the Daily Freeman, the Shawangunk Journal. It was also posted in Accord's Town Hall. We mailed notice to the town supervisor, Mike Baden, the school superintendent and board president, the chair of the legislature, the county executive, and we also posted notice in the town clerk's office and posted on the agency's website. We're happy to add the clerk of the legislature, but here again, all of our meetings are passed along and posted in the weekly county email that I make sure that we pass these things on to, I believe, Ms. Mahler. Is that Ms. Mahler?
Definitely.
And she maintains that list, and whenever we have a public hearing, we send that information, but she has a standing notice for all of our meetings. But your specific piece of legislation asks with respect to public hearings. The only time the IDA has a public hearing is when the board decides that a project should move to such status, and then we notify, and I believe we have to do it, it's a 45-day period. We actually have to call the town or whoever is hosting it, make arrangements for a room, chairs, da 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 da. So it is something that is already done.
Legislator Nolan?
Is there a codified policy with a list of the types of recipients that you gave there for this notice? Or is it, because my sense of it is that the state law just requires, well, Jim, I think the state law just requires the general notices, and notice to not legislators, but there's a the municipalities. If it's in a municipality, then they have to notice. So
can I just ask a question? Are you referring where you're the root of where this the hotel project up in Woodstock?
It is one of the ones,
well,
but
let me just explain. I've been around doing these. These things sit on people's desk. They mail them. They're the law firm that represents them mails them. They go out. They're a half inch thick. It's a notice. It's the app, not the application, but basically almost the pilot agreement.
Yeah, it's
generally
the agreement. It's
and they sit there. And many times, past supervisors, here, do me a favor. This thing's tomorrow. Go see what it's about.
I understand that.
It's already out there.
I think the question is, if we have a standard and we have policies, and the policy says that we send the notice to the school board, and we actually follow that policy and do that, and they say we didn't know about it, then we say we sent it to the school
board. Well, that is the practice.
And
that's why I'm saying,
I do believe that some of those notices are sent registered mail.
Certified
mail. So
all of them.
It is state statute. It is a requirement, and I believe it is also under Open Meetings Law that we have to make sure that everybody is adequately noticed as it relates to our goings on, because we are kind of sort of giving away.
So Randall, Randall, if I may.
Yes,
so if this memorialized resolution were to pass the legislature, how would that impact the IDA? What immediate impact
would it have? Absolutely no impact at all. It's something, I mean, personally, and not to be, you know, I mean, I think it wouldn't be an effective use of your time to do it, because we're already doing it. We can show you what we send out.
Your policy that says that this is your policy to notify these? Because what is in here is not in state law. That's why this is being brought forward.
Have you looked at the bylaws for the Ulster County IDA?
I did not see these notifications as required.
What I'm happy to do is I can ask our counsel, Joe Scott, to send to us what our procedure is. I mean, we have a number of procedures for certain things. For example, when we do the UTEP, we have to, I don't know, I think the number that I got and have heard is 145 different, is it more than that?
335 rings
okay.
A bell.
Yeah, so it's like when we change the UTEP, it's countywide, so we have to notify 330 whatever the number it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, some of those things, we visit them because I don't know why, but in some instances it requires a visit so that we take those notices there. So believe you me, I'm a stickler for detail, and if we're supposed to notice, we do notice, and we will notice, and I will make sure that you get it if you don't feel that you are getting it. But I can tell you that those things that require a public hearing, as I've said, it goes to the chair of the legislature, and I would assume that the chair would share that with its body.
Thank you. And I'm going to recognize
Mr.
Jones and then Lena, the legislator.
Each gets a half of the baby, and now you don't have a baby. Why don't we just do it in such a way to say, we can always do better with processes and procedures. If I was to be hit by a truck tomorrow, or Randall was to be hit by a truck, you want to leave behind good policies and procedures. So how about we just take what's the best of what's in the resolution, of which I think it's a great idea, but just expand it and put it into the policies and bylaws and have it enumerated. Let our attorney go through it and say, you left this out, you forgot that, blah, 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 blah. And we'll just make it part of the bylaws, which I'm not sure that it is. I'm pretty familiar with the bylaws over the last 3 months, having gone through them with excruciating detail. But we could certainly just list for the future, these are the 15 people that have to be copied if you do this. These are the 10 people to be copied if you do that. There's nothing, you know, nothing more than just a little extra work on our part to get that done and then have the board pass it. We'd even be happy, I think, to just let this committee take a look at it, see if that meets the intent of whatever you're going to do, and just say, is there anything we forgot? I do know that for public hearings, It's excruciatingly detailed.
From the state level?
No, on all level. I don't know what the state mandates, but you know, I think we have best practices. But to do best practices again for everything, notice about meetings, regular meetings, notice about committee meetings, we can review it and we can make sure that it's documented so that nobody forgets it.
Our lawyer,
okay, thank you.
I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, our council handles all of our notice.
I think, you know, first of all, I wanted to highlight the fact that, you know, I already know that you're doing some of the best practice. I think it's about whether it is codified in your laws or do we need to codify it, which is, I think, what Legislator Nolan was trying to do. So I would suggest let's set these aside. Let's see if it's codified in your laws and if it's subject to change or not.
I'm not going
to
be I'm not a lawyer, but I'll make
it. Well, you have a lawyer that can tell you.
I think it's state law.
I think it is too.
I think it's state. We have our authority from the state, and the state determines what we're supposed to be doing, and the state would tell us. I mean, we would have to follow whatever agency's rules are for.
Legislator Nolan, please.
In the interest of transparency.
Legislator Nolan, please.
So Senator Skoufis's resolutions are designed to make those state laws, which you are already complying with, more expansive in exactly this way. But I am happy to step back from this if the committee wants to postpone this for a month, and during that month you bring to us what your bylaws currently do require in conformance with state law and what you're doing beyond that. And if that can be brought in, then we could, you know, if there's other things we need to catch.
If it needs to be codified and we think this is important, then...
Well, it wouldn't be for the IDA. It would not be a bylaw change. It would be a policy change.
Okay, well, the chair will entertain then a motion to postpone Resolution 144.
Second.
We'll move the second in. All those in favor of postponement?
Aye.
Any... All those in favor of postponement? Any opposed to postponement? No, so that passed 6-0. We'll slide over to resolution number 145.
So I would just add for this one that...
Can we just move it for discussion?
Oh, sorry, thank you.
Yeah. Second.
So I should read into the record or no? Yeah. That the Ulster County, requesting that the Ulster County Industrial Development Agency, the IDA, post audio or video recordings of all open meetings and public hearings on the IDA's website to improve transparency, accountability, and ensure the public trust.
And
move the second in?
Moved. Seconded.
Yes. Okay, I thought.
And again, this was another question put to the chair of the IDA, and your response?
Yeah, we're ahead of the curve on this. I mean, when I came in August, the first thing I recommended to the board was that we look at recording or videotaping our meetings. I created a committee. The committee came back in our meeting in September, and they told me they didn't think we need it because we had press in the room. The lack of objectivity in our past coverage finds me moving ahead, despite the recommendation that we don't need it. We're in the process of having a new web page developed, a new website developed for the IDA, and I've already been in discussions with the developer to make sure that we have a new media section. We will also create the ability for people to get emails on a regular basis on the goings-on with the IDA so they can subscribe to our emails. I just haven't, you know, I mean, I'm not really technical in that area, so. And an RSS feed so that it's actually pushed to them. So those are things that I'm working on. We have not done it because what I would like to make sure that we do, if we're going to do it, I would prefer that it be a quality recording. So, you know, again, we're being very mindful of our budget these days. So I want to make sure that we are looking at making sure that we can get good quality recording that doesn't break the bank, and then that it can be uploaded and provided to the public. I would prefer audio as opposed to video because it's probably cheaper, and it might be something that's available at SUNY Ulster as a setup from them. It may cost us extra to do that, but...
Good, thank you. Legislator Nolan, please.
Yes, thank you. So, those sound like good things, but I think we get back to the question that Legislator Archer posed before. Should the legislature be on record as to what our request is here? And this one is particularly important because there have been a lot of discussion about the timing of the meetings of the IDA being very inconvenient for the public. And having an audio recording or a video recording, in some cases video recordings are less expensive to get because we have a lot of videographers around Ulster County. But having that available and having a policy that it will happen, I think is important. And again, I'm encouraged that the IDA is moving towards this. I think it's really important that we have it. All of the committee meetings here at the Ulster County Legislature are recorded, and those audio recordings are available within a short period of time following the meeting. I think the IDA should be up to that standard, and I would think that this would simply validate the processes that you say that you're going to implement. So I think it would be good to have a policy.
I think we're heading in the direction of audio, not video.
Well, if this allows either, your choice. You know, I think
audio is a great idea. Video is expensive.
Legislator Joe Maloney, please.
Sure. like I said before, I have a whole list of things I want to bounce off you guys with everyone in the room. This is an opportunity we just don't get a lot. I have the IDA and a lot of legislators here. Over the last year and a half, I've probably been more impressed with the IDA, the members that we appointed to the IDA and what they've done and what they've been able to do over the last year and a half. I've probably found them to be more knowledgeable and transparent than about any other group I've dealt with as a legislator. So as far as a group that we appoint and then is supposed to act independently, that has come here anytime we're asked, been open to anyone that has reached out and followed through in the exact way they said they were going to on every occasion that I've witnessed thus far, I would be a little uncomfortable putting out a resolution. I guess we'd say it's a strong suggestion on something that they're literally working towards right now. Even these things that I'm going to bounce off them, hopefully in a moment, I don't know if I'd want to put it in a memorializing resolution to send off to these individuals that come here and give us their honest opinion on why this would work or what it is and what they're working on. I think we can kind of get there by working with them, and they're already in the process of doing this. I'd almost be concerned that it would send the wrong message, that if it was reported upon, that somebody might pick up the paper and actually think that there's not this great working relationship that we've kind of had and this openness that we've had with these IDA members over the last couple of years. So I feel pretty comfortable, and I agree with Kathy on Legislator Nolan on both of the things she brought up. I'm happy with the discussion on the first end. I was happy to hear how many people do get. I think it was a healthy discussion to have, and it educated us all a little bit. But on this one, I think I'm pretty comfortable with where they're heading on it, and I'd be comfortable calling them back in a month or two and hearing where they're at. If it ever got to the point towards the end of the year that they didn't act on any of these things they told us they were going to act on that we felt that strongly about, that's when I'd start talking about a memorializing resolution. They're right here. We send memorializing resolutions to the governor. He's not sitting right here and working with us. That's how I feel.
Do you want to make a motion to postpone?
I was going to recognize Legislator Nolan.
I would like to hear Legislator Nolan's opinion.
This group of members have been in the IDA for some time now, and this hasn't been done. And so I think that both to spur it happening and to be on record that this is the policy of Ulster County. insofar as we can communicate it to a board that is independently can decide whether to do it or not. And I think the fact that they're accepting and wanting to go this direction is just cake. I mean, it's just great that we have that kind of working relationship.
Legislator Archer, please.
It's not that, I mean, these are things that have already been in works, and there's been numerous conversations about at various levels. I would postpone this one as well. I kind of agree with what Legislator Joe Maloney said with regards to what's the message we're sending. I think to the point he made that if the things don't get implemented, I mean, there's been huge change in this group, and the fact that, you know, this is a group that came together, when was it, June, July? Was that you first started, and then basically, you know, they're starting to initiate things. They had their first conversation about some of the stuff in September, and then there was a huge changeover at the end of the year that left them holding the bag on services that were being provided by others. I just think that to say that you've been at it for a year and a half and you haven't done it is a little disingenuous to understand what the work of that group has been doing over the last half a year. So,
Legislator Nolan, please, one more time.
Transition that you described was instigated by the IDA.
That's your opinion.
Oh,
yeah.
If
we could avoid characterizations.
I did not interrupt you.
Please.
You just stated it a very different way, and I just hold a different perspective. So the priorities of this group have not been in this direction, or this would have already happened. And I accept that they are, you know, telling us that they want to do it, but the desire not to have it be in a resolution, to me, reflects, you know, a continuing tension. If it is what you want to do, then what's the problem with having us say that this is what we want you to do?
I'm going to recognize Randall Leverett for one.
Mr. Chairman.
May I ask a question, though, Randall? May I ask you a question,
certainly,
please?
Certainly, please.
Has your organization endeavored already to contract with any, whether it be audio companies or software companies, or is that part of your developing of the website? Is there a software or the web development firm that you've engaged with yet?
We have not reached out to anyone. As I said earlier, that it was, you know, to move to video/audio. It was my recommendation to the board. I don't operate as a dictator, and the board told me, you know, we don't think we need
right.
it. So I sort of let it drop. And then after the situation in December, and watching the press reports, I was like, see, I told you.
Well, I don't want to get, but I just has, in the intervening time since December till now, has there been any, like, negotiations or any discussions with a firm to establish?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
There hasn't been any time
right, for okay.
us to do that. We've had our hands full with more important.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate
your Paris report,
that
so
is,
I think that
right.
should be
well,
clear.
Right, well,
that
I'm
is
just
correct.
Just. Well, I'm working up to a point. So at this point now, if this is something that the IDA does intend to do, what do you think would be an approximate implementation time for at least to begin the process of, first of all, I'll take it in two stages of, first of all, identifying a firm that's capable of hosting this, and then once that's done, completing having it running.
Well, we have started talking to a web developer and designer, so that is an ongoing process, and I'm hoping that we will, you know, have something by the end of the month ready to go. You know, I can concurrently begin looking at people who can, you know, set that up, but we also, you know, it's a multi-part thing.
Yeah,
we need to figure
I appreciate
out who's
going
to record it at our meetings, then when I can get it from them and how it gets transmitted to the website that doesn't exist.
So you have some logistics to work out, you're saying?
There's lots of logistics, and in the meantime, we are still entertaining, hopefully, you know, the RFPs that we sent out to get full-time staff. So at the end of the day, the staff for the IDA is in this room. And so we're, you know, there are but so many hours in the day for the both of us.
And let's know one more time, please. Yeah.
So, it may be the policy to provide audio and video recordings is one of the ones that you could also include in that packet of policies that you say that you're going to create related to notice and so forth. If this was the policy of the IDA to do this, then I would feel more comfortable that we don't have to say that you should have such a policy. I would say, however, the fact that your board said no to you when you first proposed doing this is exactly the reason that a resolution like this might have been helpful, because your board was wrong to say no. You didn't need to have video and audio recordings in this day and age. Like I say, we do it for all our legislative meetings, all our committee meetings, and it's a best practice that I would have liked it if your board had recognized that.
Why didn't you bring this up when there was a previous administration that was running the IDA?
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Jones. I'll ask you to stand down, please.
I'll make a motion to postpone so we can get.
Thank you.
I was zoned out there for a second. Motion and second to postpone.
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion on the postponement? Hearing none, I'm going to call for the question. All those in favor of postponing?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Okay. I'll recognize Legislator Jim Maloney.
Just a question. Legislator Nolan, or excuse me. Archer. the parish's file,
yep.
Is it posted on the website?
It is absolutely posted on our temporary website. Do you want the address?
I'll find it.
It's Hudson Valley, Explore Hudson Valley.
Okay.
Business, I'll
you just do Ulster County IDA and it comes right
yeah.
up.
Can I do a piece of, excuse me, I think we need to do some house cleaning on the postponement.
Okay.
I will make a motion that that be amended to a 1 month postponement. Could I get a second on that?
We postponed
this resolution, but we're calling it a 1 month postponement.
I never heard that before, but okay. Postpone next meeting.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make that clear.
Okay.
One last question on what is it? Resolution. If Dave was here, he'd know it right off the top of his head.
157. 152. That
is 157.
Yeah, that
report that you're going to provide the legislature.
Report. Yeah, that.
Well, it's yearly, but when is it?
I don't know if it's it was provided by Morrow in May of last year.
I think it was dated May 9th of last year.
Okay,
we hope to have it by the end of April.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right. Question and answer. We have one more resolution. Resolution number 146, establishing a policy for the appointment of members to the Ulster County Industrial Development Agency, the IDA. Could I get a motion for discussion on this resolution? Jim DeLong, Leslie DeLong, and is there a second for discussion? I'll second for discussion on this. I'll invite Legislator Nolan, since she offered this resolution, to speak to it now.
So this basically recommends a broad look at the representation on the IDA and provides that we not put legislative members on the IDA. Last year, the two members of the legislature came and at the last minute presented themselves as candidates for the IDA, and there was a brief discussion of whether or not that was appropriate. The IDA is intended to be an independent body, like the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency, which does not have legislative members. And it seems to me that in this area where we're giving benefits to individual businesses, that to have members of the legislature be involved, especially in reviewing projects in their own districts, is really ripe for abuse. It is possible to set things up so that there are legislative members, but they recuse themselves if there's a project in their district. That, to me, seems to be a second best solution rather than a best practices. And I felt that we should have a conversation about this I think that it is best to do it the way that this resolution provides. This is not a memorializing resolution because this involves the legislature's setting up of the committee in the ways that we think it will function best. And so I do welcome conversation about it. I expect this is controversial, but that we should wrestle with it and come up with a practice.
Thank you. I'm going to recognize Legislator Archer, then Legislator Joe Maloney.
At this juncture, I think this is a conversation that at least within the economic development, who is the group that, you know, collectively comes together to talk about candidates for the IDA. I think it's more than a conversation tonight. I do think this is another one of those that we should have a conversation about. Do we want to change? How do we want to change it? There's a lot of specific job or categories that are here that I don't know. I think I would question some of these. I think it requires more thought and conversation. I think the group that has been put together is a diverse group with different skill sets and backgrounds. So the current diversity of who we have on the board, I see that it is a diverse group. How we proceed as legislators of appointing people, I think that's worthy of a discussion, but I don't know that we're there yet with this piece of legislation.
Thank you. Legislator Joe Maloney, please.
I agree with most of that, but I see where this is a conversation worth having. I would point out that when we had actually discussed doing something different for us, which was still legal, even by the state standards, and that's to put legislators on, it was birthed from concerns of the opposite, you know, that we were concerned of the direction of the IDA, and that we were actually going to take kind of evasive action, put two legislators on there to go in and work on this, to maybe take a look at where we were heading. I like the idea of, but I agree it's something we need to talk about. I like the idea of not voting on something that's in your district, and I think we got to think about when we vote on the floor on deviated pilots, would that go for that? You know, we had voted on something just last year, but funnily enough, I thought that Legislator Woltman gave the best facts and put forth the best food for thought on that vote, and he wouldn't have been able to if we did pass something like this. So I like the conversation, and I think had we had a law,
this is about the membership of the IDA, not.
Yeah, but
not
you. But I just
vote.
I was just commenting on what else you had mentioned that may not be in this legislation. That should we be abstaining from votes on things? If you do have elected officials on there, they should not be voting on things from their district, which I agree with on its face. But then the first example I could come up with was that deviated pilot that Legislator Woltman gave the best information on. So I think it's worth having a conversation about. But I would feel uncomfortable voting on it right now, just making that policy. And there's so many other things, like I just brought
up. I think there's things in here that we need to talk about.
Well, there's other things that you didn't talk about in there as well, right? Not just legislative members. Is there other?
Yeah, the representatives shall include, the appointments shall include representatives of local government, school boards, organized labor, and local businesses.
Yeah. Well, how many? A question I think to Legislator Maloney might be able to answer this. How many, or Mary, how many applications did we get for the IDA this last year?
If everyone recalls when I chaired it, I put it out to the committee first to go back to your districts.
Yeah.
Put it out to the entire legislature, and I believe, and it was over a 2-month period, it wasn't a short runway, and I believe 10 applicants came forward.
So it might be tough until we figure out a way to get more applications to start setting standards like that. We'd be handcuffing ourselves. But
we're not the most popular group.
It's a tough job.
Okay. So
I would just point out that this does not specify any quorum on that. So there would be ways to try to address that without, I think, handcuffing.
So does the committee would want to vote on this tonight, or would we want to entertain a motion to postpone?
What's I think we should have, I committee? Would entertain a motion to postpone. I think we should talk more about it.
And that would be over objection.
Okay.
If I could real quick.
Yes, let's say Maloney.
And I understand where, but now we're just postponing the third one. So I get it, where there'd be some frustration, I'd be frustrated. I have a whole list of other things that when I saw what Legislator Nolan had done, I said, wow, I mean, I almost think this is something worthy of maybe a subcommittee meeting at some point where we bring the IDA in and we go over, we take a couple of hours, maybe several different meetings, and go over a lot of things that a lot of legislators think, hear what the experts, the people that are living it, have to say. And that would be one of them. I think the only reason I would want to postpone this last one would be because I just think it needs a lot more thought and talk and exploration, not because I'm not into this.
All right, very quickly, I'm going to recognize
just
Mr.
Quick,
Jones.
It's your guys' choice as to who's going to be on the IDA you vote on. But my input is there's a section in there that says no fewer than three and no more than seven. I would suggest that if you had three people on the IDA, it couldn't function properly. Seven is the bare minimum that you need, and I would even say if you had nine, it'd be fine. The more people that can come together to decide, is this good for the community, is this good for business and the taxpayers, is great. But three, if there were only three people on the IDA this time around, we might not have made the Paris report. Unusual situation, but I would just suggest to have it should be no less than five or seven.
Thank you for that.
The statute is minimum of three, and no more than whatever.
We could build upon it. We could raise it.
You could raise
it. But we can only raise it as high as this, whatever the state said. But
seven.
Okay, so we're going to pull this. If we can bring this back to the red.
Correctly, seven.
We can bring this back to the resolution, please. Resolution 146. Is there a motion to postpone?
I made a
motion. Motion seconded. All those in favor, I'll call the question. All those in favor of postponing resolution 146.
One aye.
That's everybody saying aye. Aye. And that's done over the objection of the sponsor. So I guess now we're going to slide into new business. And while we're on the topic, then I'll jump, Legislator Joe Maloney, if you have some new business on this tonight, or if there's anything else you could share with us via email too, that would be also
appreciated. Sure, I'll run through a bunch of bullet points I have.
I recognize, but so.
IDA related? Oh, because I was going to go.
No, I wouldn't mind you guys staying for a second.
I'll make this point.
No, sure.
Yeah, that was,
this
yeah.
I, something I, maybe rush, we could explore. Rush, I think here. This would be. So when I saw Legislator Nolan's resolutions, I had been kind of compiling my own thoughts. I had been researching other IDAs and how they're set up. Pick a lot of people's brains. I've talked to three or four legislators over the last year and a half about some of these things. I've certainly questioned Randall and Rick a couple of times, and they're always very available to check or monitor, probably annually, perhaps even more early. And if I don't claim to be an expert, so if you're already doing some of these things,
sure.
The applicants who have approved projects. And the things that they put on their application, job posting, construction workers. Another one would be to verify the data applicants give. I don't know what the process is on their applications. Making sure any of the attached data, like I see census numbers, whether they're accurate or up to date. I don't know how we check some of these things. And as I go through certain pilots, I'm wondering how we do some of that. Maybe revising the UTEP. The project matrix, emphasizing, this is kind of generic, but some of the projects I see I'm not happy with, emphasizing better job creation and better projects, what kind of specifics we can put in there to maybe get to where we want to be. New procedures for the Paris reporting, that's going to be a long conversation that I need to question some things before I put anything out there. Perhaps contracting with a full-fledged background check agency to make sure some of these applicants are who they say they are and they don't have anything in their backgrounds that would alarm us. Developing some type of documentation that shows or explains eligible projects and outlines some sort of pre-screen process and I think we need to explore adding a second lawyer, which I've talked to some of you guys about. A lot of IDAs have two lawyers right now. It's kind of set up where I believe the lawyer makes a lot of the IDA lawyer makes a lot of their money on the back end. So the same lawyer that we have handling the application is going to benefit from an approved application. I think that's something, and I forget, there's two IDAs I know of. Might be Orange, I think, has two. I know there's two counties, county IDAs that have two lawyers. One that does the application, one that does the bonding and all that other stuff. I'd love to hear what you guys think about some of that. And that's like some things I think, along with things that Kathy, Legislator Nolan brought up, or any other issues we had, that we could get down and explore. And maybe it would help you guys. You just said before that you were turned down when you put up a request that made a lot of sense. Without telling you guys what to do, having these discussions and knowing that you can take that back, look, these legislators, economic development as a whole, unanimously asked us to look into this, may help you on the things that you agree with us on, get some of this stuff moving a little fast. But I appreciate what you've done, and I know that you're overworked, to say the least.
Well, I can tell you that a good number of the items that you reference, this man and I have talked about.
A couple of them I've talked about.
Yeah, that. a number of things. I mean, there are lots of things that, I mean, you get in and you get to see how the sausage is made, and you get to see where there are, where improvements might be needed. I've been on the IDA for 4 years now, and I can tell you that, you know, I had suggested when I got there, maybe we should do a pre-screen as a way to check as a backstop to the, you know, staff work to make sure that things were okay and that everything was on the up and up and whatever. And it was like, oh, we don't need to do that. That's what the staff is for. We did put that in, I believe it was September.
Oh, so you're doing
it. Was one of the very first things that I did, and I think the board members were very, very receptive to it. And I wasn't doing it as a way to trivialize or minimize the staff. What I was trying to do, and what I felt that I was missing as somebody who had been on the panel for 4 years, I didn't feel a sense of connectedness to what was going on. It was just thrown at the table, and here you go, and okay, let's everybody get out of here in a half hour, 45 minutes. And for me, I wanted, under my leadership, I wanted my members to be vested in what we were doing. I wanted them to understand it. If they didn't like it, I wanted to hear why they didn't like it. If they loved it, I wanted to hear why they loved it. But I wanted them vested. I wanted them sitting around the table, arguing with each other and discussing what it is that we do and why we do it and how we do it, with a general understanding. So I think having a pre-screen, it brings a small group in, and that group changes for every project, and it gives them an opportunity to look at the application, go through the application, hear questions that each of them may have, and they pose them directly to the applicant, because in a larger group, they don't, you know, they may be, you know, scared or not comfortable.
Okay. I'm going to ask maybe if Legislator Maloney, if he might want to consider circulating some of his thoughts with the members of this committee or any other interested legislator. I think that would be helpful.
And send it out if anyone else has any other ideas. Maybe we could get to that meeting with Legislator Nolan and my ideas, and we find out where they're at on some of them and maybe help them.
Yeah, I think that could be potentially useful if that were circulated in that manner. There's one other piece of new business I just wanted to share with the group, that at next month at our May meeting, Director Suzanne Holt from the Ulster County Office of Economic Development will be making a presentation to our committee. So I just wanted to alert everybody to that occurrence. The upcoming occurrence, I should say. So, any other legislators have any new business for this committee tonight?
No.
Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.